Is there something wrong?
Warning. Life support failure on all decks. Abandon ship.
Maybe it is time to take command.
Bridge to captain.
Join Jan Shaw, updating current events as only Jan can.
Library computer, data being received.
Produced by CosmicReality.com.
Hello, and welcome to this week's Cosmic Creating Show. My name is Jan Shaw, the Success Alchemist. You can find me at thesuccessalchemist.net, on Facebook and YouTube, Jan Shaw, the Success Alchemist, and on Twitter at Coach Jan Shaw. Today is the 6th of April, 2024, and the title of today's show is April Fools, Weird Happenings, Eclipse Day, Biblical. And we've had another interesting week, of course. Started on the 1st, which was Monday. And I'm going to start again with Ben Fulford's weekly report, which did come out on the 1st. And it gives us a good overview of what's going on in the world. And then I'm going to go on to more about this eclipse, which is becoming very interesting, including some of the events that have happened this week leading up to the eclipse, which are quite unprecedented as well. So Ben Fulford's report is titled Western Governments Are a Sick April Fool's Joke Even as War Looms. With this week's report appearing on April 1st, we thought about writing an April Fool's Joke article. However, the real situation is already like a sick joke, so we didn't bother. Just think about so-called President Joe Biden officially declaring Easter as Transgender Day of Visibility. This appears to be either a twisted April Fool's joke or a direct middle finger to Christians from the allegedly Catholic Joe Biden. And there has been a huge pushback on this, as you probably have realised. And it's got a screenshot of the White House announcement. Today we send a message to all transgender Americans. You are loved, you are heard, you are understood, you belong, you are America, and my entire administration and I have your back. And then it's got the declaration by Biden saying he's proclaiming March 31st, 2024, which of course was Sunday, as Transgender Day of Visibility. I call upon all Americans to join us in lifting up the lives and voices of transgender people throughout our nation and to work toward eliminating violence and discrimination based on gender identity. And I won't bother reading the rest of that, but it's just his signature. And Trump's response was statement from Trump campaign on Joe Biden's blasphemous declaration of Trans Visibility Day on Easter Sunday. It is appalling and insulting that Joe Biden's White House prohibited children from submitting religious egg designs for their Easter art event and formally proclaimed Easter Sunday as Trans Day of Visibility. Sadly, these are just two more examples of the Biden administration's years-long assault on the Christian faith. We call on Joe Biden's failing campaign and White House to issue an apology to the millions of Catholics and Christians across America who believe tomorrow is for one celebration only, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that was Caroline Leavitt, National Press Secretary. In reality, what is happening is no joke, but a prelude to a very likely massive military move by Russia, North Korea, and China to take Western Europe, South Korea, and Taiwan out of Western control. The West is so paralyzed by criminally incompetent governments that this will not be a war so much as a walkover. Let's start with Russia. The Russian Orthodox Church issued an order to the Russian people saying the special military operation in Ukraine is a new stage in the national liberation struggle, to fulfill the mission of those who defend the world from the onslaught of globalism and the victory of the West, which has fallen into Satanism. Let's make it clear, Russia is run by the Orthodox Church, and you don't declare holy war unless you are deadly serious. The Russian FSB has made it known they consider the Federal Reserve Board and the families that own it to be their real enemy. That is why FRB puppet Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk warns of the real threat of conflict in Europe, saying, literally, any scenario is possible. We haven't seen a situation like this since 1945. If Russia moves into Western Europe, the French and German military high command have admitted they could not resist for more than a few weeks. Lieutenant General Rob McGowan, deputy chief of the country's defence staff, admitted in Parliament the UK would be unable to fight a full-scale war against Vladimir Putin for more than 2 months due to a lack of ammunition and equipment reserves. The US military is no longer going to be able to help either. The demolition of the bridge in Baltimore has ensured that. By the way, if you're one of the few remaining Kool-Aid drinkers who still believe the official story, this was an accident, there are videos and visuals which contradict that. My initial suspect for this attack was Barack Obama because his Netflix movie predicted a similar event. And Jimmy Corsetti on X tweets, "Oh my God, this can't be coincidence. The ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore was headed to Sri Lanka. The flag of Sri Lanka is a lion. The ship in the opening scene of Barack Obama's Leave the World Behind is named White Lion. However, if you ask the question qui bono, or who benefits from this, it has to be Russia. The bridge collapse trapped 4 ships the US military would absolutely need to transport equipment quickly across the Atlantic in the event of a war in Western Europe. These are the Cape Washington, a Cape W-class roll-on-roll-off vessel, the Gary I. Gordon, a Gordon-class roll-on-roll-off vessel, the SS Antares, an Algol-class fast sea lift vehicle cargo ship, the SS Denebola, another Algol-class fast sea lift vehicle cargo ship. This means if Russia moved into Western Europe, the US would not be able to transport enough military equipment on time to be able to do anything about it. Field Marshal Douglas MacGregor says Russian submarines could take out any remaining US transport ships. In any case, we know from our own Pentagon contacts the US military does not intend to fight to protect KM puppet governments in Europe anyway. This matters because Russia has all but declared war. The Russian Foreign Ministry is demanding the arrest and extradition to Russia of all people involved in the March 22, that's 3/22, terrorist attacks on Russian territory, including Ukrainian Security Service, SBU head, Vasyl Malyuk. And 322 is the number on the Skull and Bones image or logo. So very much linked to the occult. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova made it very clear the US government incriminated itself by immediately blaming ISIS, despite it being well known ISIS, etc., are US and British creations. Alexander Bortnikov, the chief of Russia's Federal Security Service, FSB, has also publicly accused the United States, Britain and Ukraine for the terrorist attack at Crocus City Hall. Our own FSB sources say Russia is further demanding the arrest of fake US President Joe Biden and his boss Barack Obama. They are also asking for the arrest of Charles Mountbatten Windsor, of course, King Charles III, not my king, I hasten to add. That is why Russian ambassador to the US, Anatoly Antonov, says improving relations with Washington under President Joe Biden is impossible. There are also signs that any attack by Russia would take place simultaneously with a North Korean move on South Korea. In what looks like preparation for war, North Korea is importing huge amounts of fuel for military vehicles from Russia. At least five North Korean tankers sailed this month with oil products from the port of Vostochny in the Russian Far East. North Korean tankers may have delivered more than 1.5 million barrels of oil products between January 1st and September 15, 2023, the Russian TASS news agency reports. Moscow and Pyongyang have promised to strengthen their military technical cooperation, it adds. Russia also used its veto power last week to stop UN monitoring of arms transfers between Moscow and Pyongyang. Amid this tension, Japan has been desperately trying to talk to North Korea, but North Korean Foreign Minister Choi Son-hui reiterated Pyongyang's stance Friday that it will reject any contact with Japan. Our own North Korean sources say they control the Japanese underground and are preparing to remove the slave government in Japan because it murdered over 400,000 people with vaccines. Another sign something fundamental has changed is that Goldman Sachs is shutting down its banking business in Japan. When I was working for Forbes, I remember going to GS parties where the likes of former US Vice President Walter Mondale were employees. It was the de facto government of Japan. Their leaving is big news. Japan is about to have a new emperor and a new government, according to my own sources connected to the greater Fujiwara imperial family. I've described the security environment as the most dangerous I've seen in 40 years in uniform, said US Admiral John Aquilino, head of Indo-Pacific Command, before the House Armed Services Committee this month. China and Taiwan, though, will reunify without any war, Asian secret society sources say. They say a deal has already been made for peaceful reunification. In any case, the situation is so tense, an emergency meeting has been called this week with representatives of the Habsburg family, European royalty, the Pentagon, the CIA, the Russian FSB, the people in Antarctica, and Asian royals. A person who will be attending the meeting says they will discuss replacing the WEF and UN-based Khazarian mafia-controlled international system. They say construction has already begun in Southeast Asia for a new headquarters for a UN replacement organization. The meeting will also discuss a White Dragon Society proposal to issue $100 trillion worth of bonds to kickstart a new age. As mentioned before, the process would start with a jubilee involving a one-off cancellation of all debt, public and private. It would also involve a one-off redistribution of assets stolen over the decades by fraudulent central banking. After this, meritocratically staffed future planning organizations, one global and seven regional, would figure out how best to deploy the $100 trillion. The WDS proposal also calls for the Western military-industrial complex to stop stealing resources for Satan-worshipping KM oligarchs and start protecting the living creatures of this planet. Generous funding will be made for this purpose in order to prevent war. The West will also start making amends for centuries of pillage, conquest, and murder around the world by carrying out a massive campaign to end poverty, disease, and environmental destruction. It will also release technology that will allow us all to live like millionaires for thousands of years. No matter what comes of this meeting, the current Western-led financial system is mathematically doomed. The National Bureau of Economic Research estimates up to 385 American banks could fail over commercial real estate loans alone. Major cities such as San Francisco are already sporting zombie apocalypse downtowns with abandoned office buildings baking in the sun. Half of downtown Pittsburgh office space is expected to be vacant in 4 years. This real estate apocalypse comes on top of the 45% devaluation of all bond holdings caused when the Fed panic hiked interest rates. The US stock market is also a giant hallucination, with such things as the tiny car company Tesla supposedly worth more than all the other car companies in the world combined. More and more pundits are coming to the conclusion that America may be on the brink of its Minsky moment, this process which moves from slowly, slowly to suddenly and now goes back decades. The FRB is in no position to bail out banks. It hasn't printed new money since 2019 and lost a record $114 billion last year. High-level insiders know it is all coming to an end. For example, Bill Gates just sold off all of his Magnificent Seven, Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Meta, Microsoft, Nvidia, and Tesla stock holdings. It looks like the people controlling the fake Biden administration have been looting all they can before the collapse. The US Government Accountability Office, GAO, estimates the Biden administration made off with $236 billion last year. Furthermore, the GAO believes the $236 billion estimate potentially does not represent the full extent of improper payments. The amount of such payments under the Biden administration since 2021 totaled more than $764 billion. GAO estimates the cumulative incorrect payments since fiscal year 2003 to total around $2.7 trillion. Similar waste is being seen in Canada. A Canadian intelligence agent sent us a video with the following comment: "Watch and listen to how arrogant this KMWEF Nazi puppet is as she evades the question again and again. Chrystia Freeland refuses to answer how much the government has collected in carbon tax when called out on $2 billion that has not been accounted for. The Nazi Freeland will be tried for treason and crimes against humanity, found guilty, and the rope will be waiting. This is the sort of thing that happens at the end of a regime. The KM thought they got funding until September after FRB's US slave government promised a UN summit of the future in September to create a better, more fair and peaceful world. The problem is they just tried to murder us all with vaccines and bioweapons, so nobody trusts their promises to suddenly do good. The Asians, for good reason, don't want to finance the people behind Ukraine's criminal regime. Secretary General of the National Defense and Security Council, Alexei Danilov, says Russians are less human than other people because they are Asian. Last week, he provoked a very serious diplomatic incident with China when he made an obscene pun on the name of China's special envoy, Li Hu. Not only that, more and more government-run media are reporting now on the organ trafficking and killing of babies being carried out by that regime. Even the BBC is reporting healthy newborn babies may have been killed in Ukraine to feed a flourishing international trade in stem cells. The Russians should have eliminated the criminal Ukrainian regime a long time ago. It will fall soon, for sure. The Nazi government of Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel is also about to fall. The public genocide in Gaza has made sure of that. So have comments by the likes of Michigan Republican Congressman Tim Walberg that instead of sending aid to Gaza, the US government should consider using a nuclear bomb on the region. We have Trump's Zionist son-in-law, Jared Kushner, calling for ethnic cleansing of Gaza to finish the job. Kushner, who served as a key Middle East advisor to Trump, said that Gaza's waterfront property could be very valuable and urged Israel to clean it up. Incidentally, many people are saying Kushner was replaced with a body double or clone or something. What we are seeing in Gaza now represents the blatant violation of international humanitarian law on a mass scale. Irish Foreign Minister Michael Martin said as he announced his country would help South Africa with its war crimes charges against Israel. Under threat of an international trade boycott, the US government refused to veto a call by 14 members of the United Nations Security Council for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas and the unconditional release of all hostages. US politicians who still support the current Israeli war cannot appear in public without triggering riots, as this scene outside President Biden's re-election fundraiser in Manhattan shows. In Israel, tens of thousands of Israelis demonstrated Saturday night in front of the military's headquarters in Tel Aviv in the biggest protest against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu since the terrorist attack of October 7th. Now, an Israeli Supreme Court ruling that freezes funding to ultra-Orthodox seminaries unless their students serve in the military is forcing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government to contend with its survival as the war in Gaza deepens the country's political divisions. Also now, Netanyahu has been diagnosed with severe hernia, and he will undergo emergency surgery tonight under full anaesthesia. His deputy will take his duties. A Mossad source comments, "Is this the end of the avatar Netanyahu? The old gone-to-the-hospital story. Maybe he's planning his escape. I doubt if the same man comes out of sickbay, if he comes out." No matter what, though, Israel is bankrupt because its US sponsor is no longer getting Asian money to waste on it. The US government has been using Asian money for many other immoral causes as well. For example, the National Science Foundation has been spending taxpayer money to create AI tools for censoring Americans on various social media platforms. They targeted conservatives, minorities, rural Americans, older adults, and military families. This censorship, for example, targeted people such as this writer who cites scientific evidence showing COVID-19 vaccines are harmful. In other words, the government was using AI to hide the fact they have been trying to kill us. This fact-based report on massive COVID-linked corruption is the sort of thing they have been trying to censor. Billions spent on COVID deals. Inova Medical Group, a US company, gets 9 contracts for lateral flow tests worth £3.7 billion. Of course, an inside deal. Number 10 Downing Street was involved, of course. Meanwhile, Scottish police are planning to stop investigating crimes like theft and criminal damage so they can investigate every report they receive under the new Hate Crime Act, such as posting an anti-LGBT comment on Facebook. Pro-LGBT speech is another thing. During a speech at the Human Rights Campaign dinner in LA Sunday, Jill Biden suggested that not having gay porno books available in children's libraries in schools is akin to Nazi Germany. We are further not supposed to criticise illegal immigrants. For example, we are not supposed to say foreigners are responsible for 100% of serious sexual assault cases and 57.4% of all crimes in Frankfurt, Germany. The KM media is also trying to silence things like this riot that broke out at Paris airport as illegals try to stop deportation. As the guy in the image below says, people are realising the Moloch-worshipping, blood-drinking pedophiles who run Western governments do not have the people's best interests in mind. Despite this awakening, the KM is desperately trying to make it seem it's business as usual by trotting out King Charles and Pope Francis in public after long disappearances. Also, judging from the German press report linked below, it looks like all the British royals have been trotted out after not being seen in public for months. It's impossible to confirm if they are real or not in this age of digital fakery and rubber masks. What we can confirm is that while we get analog confirmation from Queen Elizabeth in the form of signed letters, no such thing has been received since her murder. Our own MI6 sources say King Charles, or whoever controls his avatar, has been charged with high treason. Something fundamental has changed. Guillotines are being called for, and with good reason. Criminality and corruption aside, the KM are incompetent managers of the countries they control. An Ipsos survey shows widespread distrust of government in most Western countries. In France, the UK and Canada, 82%, 79% and 70% respectively of citizens believe the country is heading in the wrong direction, a new historic low. KM-controlled governments are very worried. A secret RCMP report warns Canadians may revolt once they realise how broke they are. The report notes, for example, many Canadians under 35 are unlikely ever to be able to buy a place to live. Think about that. In a country with the second biggest land area on Earth after Russia, a small population and huge lumber supplies, the government is so incompetent it cannot even provide basic housing. Another Canadian government report says threats against politicians have become increasingly normalised due to extremist narratives prompted by personal grievances and fuelled by misinformation or deliberate lies. Canada has seen the proliferation of conspiracy theories, a growing lack of trust in the integrity of the state, and more political polarisation. Baseless theories, disinformation and misinformation have spread to larger audiences, exposing online users to a vast network of narratives that undermine science, systems of government and traditional figures of authority, the report says. Never mind that the Castrudeau government embezzled billions of dollars while trying to kill people with toxic vaccines, eh? People are starting to take direct action. For example, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson is telling citizens to shoot to kill home invaders to save taxpayers' money. During a press conference in April 2022, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson said, "If someone is breaking into your house, you're more than welcome to shoot. We prefer you to do that, actually." The comments have gone viral again in juxtaposition to a story in New York where a woman was arrested for trying to remove squatters from her property. I said at the press conference, if you shoot accurately and you kill the guy, you save taxpayers' money. And I also said that if somebody gets killed during a home invasion, the odds of them reoffending are zero. And we like those odds, which we do, he told Fox News Digital. And in Santa Rosa County, we have a very high percentage of the population that have weapons, and I promote the use of them. If you're in your house and somebody kicks your door in because they're not coming in to give you a hug or to give you cookies, they're coming in to commit felonies, he continued. Since he made the remarks, he claims there has not been a single home invasion. You don't have to retreat. You don't have to give them a warning. You don't have to go barricade yourself in a room. You can shoot and kill them. And in the state of Florida, that's perfectly legal, he said. And in these other states where they don't have that, people are afraid to own guns and they're afraid to protect themselves. That's why you have the crime rate in New York, in California. The KM are looking for an escape. It might even involve an attempt to escape from this universe. CERN has restarted the Large Hadron Collider, LHC, the world's most powerful particle accelerator, after a two-year hibernation to search for invisible matter that secretly powers our universe during April's solar eclipse. Activating CERN is a huge deal. Yeah, you know the one they say is looking for the God particle, while in reality it's been opening portals and crashing timelines, a US Space Force official comments. Also, is it a mere coincidence that NASA chose the April 8th solar eclipse to unveil Mission APEP? Apep is also the name of the serpent deity from ancient Egyptian mythology, the nemesis of the sun deity Ra. It was said that Apep pursued Ra and every so often nearly consumed him, resulting in an eclipse. NASA is launching 3 rockets into this eclipse, Ra, Ba, and Sekhmet. Ra leads the charge, launching 45 minutes before the eclipse. Ra, the sun god in ancient Egyptian mythology, represents light, warmth, and vitality. Ra's interactions with Apep, the serpent deity, were often depicted as a battle between light and darkness. Ba will be launched into the darkness of the peak of this eclipse. In ancient Egyptian mythology, Ba represents the individual's personality or soul, often depicted as a bird with a human head. Ba was believed to be a part of a person's identity that could separate from the body after death and journey to the afterlife. Sekhmet will trail the eclipse by 45 minutes. Sekhmet was another ancient Egyptian deity, often associated with fire, war, and healing. She was believed to have the power to repel Apep and protect Ra during his journey through the underworld. Next week's report will go live immediately before the eclipse, but we will try to give you heads up on what to expect. All we know for sure is the world is about to change dramatically. We will fight hard to make sure the change is one of vast improvement. And there's an interesting comment on the article. Edgar Cayce's astonishing 2024 predictions, a year of awakening and transformation. 2024, a time of awakening, a collective awakening of the interconnectedness of everything. Atlantis, sustainable tech comes to light. Climactic upheavals leading to more eco-friendly solutions. Harmonization of spirituality and medicine. Conflict resolutions with new leadership. New energy sources like geomagnetism. Dangers of AI and digital surveillance highlighted. Hope, growth, and transformation. An opportunity to evolve through love and cooperation. And I'm so optimistic about 2024, I must say, because some of these happenings, which I'm going to go into a little bit more, are truly biblical. To illustrate that, I've got a couple of articles on Substack from Michael Snyder. Have you heard about the 2 gigantic crosses that stand at the intersections of the eclipses? And it was published April 4th. Something truly extraordinary is going to happen as the Great American Eclipse of 2024 passes over the United States, and hardly anyone is talking about it. A 111-foot-tall cross stands where the path of the Great American Eclipse of 2024 will intersect with the path of the Great American Eclipse of 2017 on April 8th. And a cross that is 77 feet and 7 inches tall stands where the path of the Great American Eclipse of 2024 will intersect with the path of the Ring of Fire solar eclipse of 2023 on April 8th. Is it just a coincidence that 2 giant crosses stand at the intersections of these eclipses? I don't think so. I believe that only God could have orchestrated this. On April 8th, an area in southern Illinois known as Little Egypt that was plunged into darkness by the Great American Eclipse of 2017 will also be plunged into darkness by the Great American Eclipse of 2024. This particular area of southern Illinois has been known as Little Egypt since the very early days of our country. In the heart of Little Egypt, there is a gigantic white cross. It is known as the Bald Knob Cross of Peace, and it is 111 feet high. As the Great American Eclipse of 2024 completes the gigantic cross over America that the Great American Eclipse of 2017 started, a gigantic cross that is 111 feet tall will be standing at the intersection of those 2 eclipses. If you aren't amazed by that, I honestly don't know what to say. But that isn't the end of the story, because there is more. As the Great American Eclipse of 2024 completes the gigantic cross over America that the Ring of Fire solar eclipse of 2023 started, a gigantic cross that is 77 feet and 7 inches tall will be standing at the intersection of those two eclipses. It is known as the Empty Cross, and it is in the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. You literally cannot miss this cross when you're traveling on Interstate 10 because it is absolutely enormous. If you're not familiar with the Empty Cross, here is some information from the official website of the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden. The Empty Cross is a 7-story court and steel sculpture by artist evangelist Max Greiner Jr. This stunning signed and numbered edition court end sculpture was donated to the Coming King Foundation by Max and Sherry Greiner and Monty and Beverly Paddleford, owners of Eagle Bronze Foundry in Lander, Wyoming. This unique contemporary sculpture was installed on top of a 1930-foot hilltop above IH-10 on July 27, 2010. The Empty Cross is believed to be the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world because of its biblical symbolism. The massive open hollow cross symbolizes the resurrection, the door, the narrow gate, the strong tower, the mighty fortress, and the light of the world, who is Jesus Christ. God sees mankind through the cross, while mankind can only see the true God by looking at the cross. And as all of this is happening, the sun, the moon, and the other 7 planets in our solar system will be lined up in the sky. That is pretty amazing. To top everything off, as the Great American Eclipse of 2024 is passing over America, the sun will already be down in Jerusalem, and the first day of the first month on the Hebrew calendar will have begun. Can you believe that there are actually some people out there that think that none of this has any significance whatsoever? The heavens are literally screaming at us to pay attention. Ultimately, I am entirely convinced that the Great American Eclipse of 2024 is meant to point us to Jesus and the cross, but the vast majority of the population seems to be completely missing the point. And Michael Schneider also writes, "This is the eclipse conspiracy theory that the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about." And again, it was published April 4th. As the Great American Eclipse of 2024 on April 8th draws near, the mainstream media has been packed with stories that debunk various conspiracy theories. Of course, in order to have a conspiracy theory, you have got to have more than one individual that is alleged to be involved in some sort of a conspiracy. And so I have no idea how that term can possibly be applied to what is going on in the heavens. In any event, there are certainly a lot of theories about this eclipse that are clearly not accurate, and the mainstream media has successfully debunked a number of them. However, there is one theory regarding this eclipse that the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about, and I will discuss that theory in this article. In Genesis chapter 1, God specifically told us that one of the reasons why he created the sun and the moon is because they will be used as signs. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years." Anyone who has read the first page of the Bible should know this. This is extremely basic stuff. In Luke chapter 21, Jesus specifically warned us that there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars during the years just prior to his return. So we should be watching for signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars in the end times, because Jesus instructed us to watch for signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars in the end times. Once again, this is extremely basic stuff. Of course, the mainstream media would like to convince all of us that anyone that believes that the Great American Eclipse of 2024 has any sort of special significance is a few bricks short of a load. And you can believe that if you want. but the mainstream media can never debunk the Aleph and the Tav that are being completed on April 8th. As the Great American Eclipse of 2024 passes over the United States on April 8th, it will cross over the path of the Ring of Fire solar eclipse of October 14, 2023, and the path of the Great American Eclipse of 2017. In the process, an absolutely enormous Paleo-Hebrew Aleph will be completed over America. According to EclipseWitness.com, there has never been such a tightly formed, obvious Aleph over the interior borders of any nation in at least the last 1,000 years. The Aleph that is being formed does not look anything like the Aleph that has evolved in modern Hebrew. Rather, the Aleph that is being formed looks just like the Aleph that was commonly used when many of the books of the Bible were being written in ancient Israel. The Aleph has always been the very first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and from the earliest times it has always meant strength, authority, or power. Remember that because it will be important later. If you remove the Ring of Fire solar eclipse of October 14, 2023 from the equation, the paths of the Great American Eclipse of 2024 and the Great American Eclipse of 2017 form a giant Paleo-Hebrew Tav over America. At the heart of that Tav is a giant X that intersects directly over the New Madrid Fault Zone in southern Illinois. The Tav has always been the very last letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and from the earliest times, it has always meant mark or covenant. And in the earliest forms, the Tav was simply a picture of two wooden sticks crossing one another. In other words, the Tav was simply a wooden cross. Ultimately, the Tav represents the covenant that God made with humanity at the wooden cross. And when you see the Aleph and Tav together, strength, authority, and power is being combined with the covenant that God made with humanity at the wooden cross. The Aleph Tav is actually in the original Hebrew in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, but it is never translated in any of our English versions. And the Aleph Tav is also found thousands of other times throughout the Old Testament. But today I want to talk about the appearances of the Aleph Tav in the book of Revelation. In the very first chapter of the book of Revelation, Jesus identifies himself as the Alpha and the Omega. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice, as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. In the very last chapter of the book of Revelation, Jesus once again identifies himself as the Alpha and the Omega. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. If Jesus is telling us the exact same thing in the very first chapter of the book of Revelation and the very last chapter of the book of Revelation, it must be important. Needless to say, the Alpha and the Omega are the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet. But I believe that the original conversations between Jesus and the Apostle John in the book of Revelation were not in Greek. You see, the truth is that the Apostle John did not speak Greek. He spoke Hebrew. And so when Jesus appeared to John, he would have spoken to him in a language that he could understand. So in the original conversations that we find in the book of Revelation, I believe that Jesus and the Apostle John were speaking to each other in Hebrew. Instead of saying that he is the Alpha and the Omega during the original conversations, Jesus would have said that he is the Aleph and the Tav. The Apostle John would have immediately recognized that Jesus was saying that he is the Aleph Tav that we find in Genesis 1:1. And he would have immediately recognized that Jesus was saying that he is the Aleph Tav that appears thousands of times throughout the Old Testament. Now, the Aleph Tav is literally being painted in the skies above America, and hardly anyone is even talking about this. The two Hebrew letters that Jesus specifically identified himself with will be completed in the heavens on April 8th. And meanwhile, the sun, the moon, and the other seven planets in our solar system will all be lined up in the night sky. And all of this is happening on the first day of the first month on the Hebrew calendar. Can you understand why the mainstream media does not want to talk about any of this? The heavens are literally screaming out that Jesus is Lord, and we are very fortunate to be living during the times just prior to his return. Now, I would say that I don't subscribe to the kind of religious connotations of this, but I do believe that it's really the Christ consciousness that we're talking about, not the return of a physical Jesus. But you can make of it what you want based on your beliefs. It's all open to your own interpretation. Michael Snyder also brings us up to date on the weird things that have happened this week. And this was from yesterday, the 5th of April, my reactions to everything that just happened. It has been quite a wild week. During the last couple of days, some very strange things have been happening in New York City. First of all, on Thursday, a photographer was able to capture the exact moment that lightning hit the Statue of Liberty. On Thursday, a lightning bolt struck the Statue of Liberty's torch during a severe storm in New York. Photographer Dan Martland captured the moment when the lightning bolt hit the Statue of Liberty and posted the photo of the moment on X. Martland wrote, "The Statue of Liberty getting zapped by a bolt of lightning. I usually shoot the city in storms, but I couldn't see anything with all the low clouds. This is why I went close to the Statue of Liberty. Just wanted to see something," added Martland. By itself, that wouldn't be particularly noteworthy, but less than 24 hours later, a magnitude 4.8 earthquake struck the Big Apple. An earthquake struck the east coast of the United States on Friday morning, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, causing buildings to shake and rattling nerves from Maryland to Maine. The USGS measured the quake as a 4.8 temblor with its epicenter near Lebanon, New Jersey. It struck a little before 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The earthquake was the strongest recorded in the Northeast in more than a decade, according to USGS records. New York City isn't supposed to have earthquakes of this magnitude. This was apparently the strongest earthquake in New York City since 1884. What in the world is going on here? Well, Jesus did warn us that there would be earthquakes in diverse places before he returns. Earlier this week, it was Taiwan, and now the Big Apple has been shaken. In fact, the Big Apple was shaken so badly that air traffic out of the airports was temporarily halted. The FAA has ordered ground stops at John F. Kennedy and Newark International Airports. Governor Kathy Hochul gave an update shortly before noon, saying her office is in contact with all the relevant agencies to oversee any damage and structural integrity concerns, and that the White House has offered aid. This is one of the largest earthquakes on the East Coast to occur in the last century, she said. This was definitely an unusual event. The ladies on The View were reportedly quite stunned by what happened because apparently the quake occurred just before they went on the air. Interestingly, a golf course that is owned by Donald Trump was about 7 miles away from the epicenter of the earthquake. It has been pointed out that this earthquake struck exactly 7 months before the presidential election happens on November 5th. A man from New York, Trump, who owns a golf course 7 miles away from the epicenter of the earthquake, will be on the ballot precisely 7 months from now. I don't know if all of this means anything, but it's definitely interesting. So much is happening all around the world, and now here comes the Great American Eclipse of 2024 on Monday. Many are attempting to downplay the significance of this eclipse, but Bill Federer has pointed out that God has used eclipses for his purposes throughout human history. Here is just one of the examples that he wrote about in an excellent article that he just posted. One of these was during the reign of Israel's king Jeroboam II, 793 to 753 BC. The prophet Amos prophesied that an eclipse would occur, and it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord God, that I will make the sun go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in broad daylight. At the time of Amos, the prophet Jonah was sent to the Assyrian capital of Nineveh, the largest city in the world. Nineveh was a sinful place. It had a temple to the pagan goddess Ishtar, with female prostitutes as well as male prostitutes dressed as females, together with infant sacrifice. At the time of Jonah's preaching, the solar eclipse prophesied by Amos took place June 15, 763 BC. Since Assyrians viewed eclipses as signs of imminent judgment, this may have contributed to Nineveh repenting. The people of Nineveh were engaged in so many of the same practices that we see in the United States today. And without a doubt, the eclipse that is going to happen on Monday is another call to repentance. Will America repent? Let me share one more very cool thing with you before I wrap this up. This week, one of my readers posted an amazing graphic on Facebook in response to one of my articles about the Great American Eclipse of 2024. It turns out that if you multiply the year of the first Great American Eclipse by the year of the second Great American Eclipse, you get the exact date when the giant X over America will be completed. 2017 times 2024 equals 4-08-24-08. Is that just another coincidence? I don't know, but I was floored when I first saw that. I'm entirely convinced that the Great American Eclipse on April 8th, 2024 is a sign, a warning and a threshold. So much chaos is coming, but instead of repenting and turning to God, millions of Americans will be using the eclipse as an opportunity to party. As the most ominous sign in the entire history of our nation passes over our heads, they will literally be celebrating. I'm going to continue to do my best to sound the alarm, and I want to thank all of you that are helping me to do that. Finally, I want to share James Gilliland's SETI News that came out just a little earlier today. It actually was posted April the 4th, but didn't come out on his newsletter until today. April 8th, solar eclipse, Baltimore Bridge, Taiwan earthquake, fall of the beast. As we all know, the Biden administration and the weaponized agencies have been very busy taking down conservatives, churches, reporters, blogs, websites, all of which criticize the current administration. There are also darker, unseen negative influences doing their part. We are not immune to this, although we have tools and connections that help in these matters. I do believe they will collapse under their own karma soon. Anything that does not align with universal law is imploding. We all hope sooner than later due to the harm done to innocent people. We are witnessing the exposure and fall of the beast. There have been several major solar flares and CMEs, coronal mass ejections. One recently hit the Earth on Tuesday and Wednesday, yet the gamma and X-rays hit earlier. Those sensitive feel the earlier higher frequency waves. The Schumann resonance is all over the place, although we sound like a broken record. Expect changes on every level. The recent Taiwan earthquake was a result of this. There will be major storms, quakes, volcanic eruptions to come. In meditation, I saw a huge cloud, a massive storm, which could have several meanings. Storms bring about great changes. I saw Africa going through intense changes on every level. Social, political, followed by massive physical storms and earthquakes, some natural, some generated. Major battles on many levels are waging in Africa, mainly due to its abundant resources. Speaking of unnatural disasters, allegedly the Baltimore Bridge had a $1 trillion insurance policy by, drumroll, wait for it, Silverstein. Yes, the same Silverstein that triple insured the Twin Towers. Need I say more? This is going to be a multi-billion dollar loss. Farmers will have trouble getting fertilizers, farm equipment. Exports of natural gas and coal will not get out to Europe. There are major consequences to the collapse of the bridge, which they are making a racist event. When the race card and environment card is played, we can rest assured the black hats are behind it. Follow the money. Take no notice of the last name. If you do, you're anti-Semitic. The eclipse on April 8th has so many possibilities unfolding. CERN is activating, which always seems to turn out bad due to their alignment with darker forces. NASA also is shooting serpentine rockets at the moon. I'm sure they're going to do heavy chemtrailing with ungodly chemicals, heavy metals and biologicals. States along the eclipse line are calling for a state of emergency and telling people to store up 2 weeks of food and water. There is a major planetary alignment signalling great changes on every level. The Dark Hats or Cabal have their plans, which are going to clash with the White Hats, who according to many have this all under control. Like the blind man said, we will see. According to Tucker Carlson, the old guard is crashing and a new guard is taking its place. He is someone in the know we can trust. We all have to do our part. We cannot expect others to save us. Best advice I can give is to prepare on every level, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Stop serving the beast. Your connection to the beast will determine the consequences when it falls. There is a plan. It is God, Creator, Great Spirit's plan. It is multidimensional and it is unfolding. We need to pray and meditate for divine intervention, not just masters, saints and sages, but benevolent off-worlders as well. They have transcended war, disease, poverty, and are waiting for the invitation. We need to invite the benevolent, beautiful many to assist us in this transition. We are going to need all the help we can get. It's go time. Godspeed, James Gilliland. So I find this all very exciting, I must say. You know, these things that are happening in the heavens are quite phenomenal. And I showed quite a bit before from the astrologists that I follow and love, Starseed Astrology. I suggest you go there and look at his articles, starseedastrology.com, because he's uncannily accurate in what he gets from his astrological readings. So I think it's going to be an exciting week next week to see just what unfolds. And the key is to expect the best outcome from it, not to get caught up in any fear-mongering that's bound to happen, because that's what the dark side does, because they need that negative emotion to fuel their nefarious activities. So, you know, as I always say, keep your eye on the prize, because this truly is biblical, as Q said. I really believe it. So I'm going to leave it there for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the show and that you'll join me next week for another Cosmic Creating show. I'd just like to mention again my website, thesuccessalchemist.net. And I am offering a manifestation assessment and breakthrough discovery session, which will reveal the things that are getting in the way of you successfully manifesting your dreams and goals. So if you're interested in that, go to thesuccessalchemist.net, look under Work With Me on the menu, and you'll see a breakthrough discovery session. And you just need to answer a few questions and submit it, and I will be in touch with how to complete the assessment and book your breakthrough discovery session. So I hope you'll take a look at that. And I'd like to thank Nancy for producing, of course, and Eric Condit for sponsoring Cosmic Reality Radio. You can find him and lots of metaphysical and shungite goodies at mysticalwares.com. And so until next week, stay well, be safe, and bye for now.
You have been listening to Cosmic Creating with Jan Shaw, updating current reality, a production of CosmicReality.com.